Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rav Jeremy Wernick Shlita, my very beloved friend who inspired these shiurim in the Sfas Emes, and his brother-in-law Bakodesh, Rav Mikey Mitnick Shlita, a great Ben Torah and a close friend. They should both be zochah to bracha b'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeihem, heim, mishpachosam b'chol b'nei veisam. We're in the middle of this Sfas Emes. We did B'siyata D'Shmaya already, Vayikra Tafresh Lamed Aleph. Now we'll continue on to Vayikra Tafresh Lamed Beis. It says in the Pasuk, Yakriv Osa Liritzono. The Rashi brings from the Gemara, Melamed Shekofen Osa. That's what it means, Yakriv Osa. Yakriv, that you force him. But then again it says Liritzono, that he has to want it. So Yakriv implies that you're makriv him, you make him do it. And then the Ritzono implies that he wants to do it. Haketzad. In Portuguese, via zoi. How does this work? Via zoi arbitis. And it's just the Gemara kofen osel shi yomer rotzanani. Rotzanani, you force him until he says, I want it. Says Rabbeinu, Perish. Misha rotza akoponim lios tachas o machus yisbarach. Yochel lifol gamken shiakuf osel min hashamayim gamken im roitze b'zeh. Ki akol lefi rotzon ha'adam. What this means is that somebody who wants to be under the yoke of God's kingship can activate this also, that min hashamayim they will force him. If he wants it. Ki akol lefi ratzon ha'adam. In other words, the Sfas Emes learns, Yakriv oso liritzono. If you have a ratzon, then yakriv oso min hashamayim they will force you. It'll come down from Shemayim. God is going to help you bring this carbon as long as you want it. That's Lirtzono. If you want it, then Kofen Osam in Hashemayim. So in the Sfas Emes in Tafresh Lamed Ches in Kiseitse, he writes, V'chazal Darshu V'asisa Azhar LeBeitin Shiyasucha. It says V'asisa Tzan Azhar to the Beitin, they should compel you. V'chein HaMishpat Adei Shemukabal Av Be'emes Derech HaTov. So if a person is mekabel upon himself be'emes to go in the right way, even if he can't overpower the yetzer hara min hashamayim kofin oso, God's going to help you. Ve'emes gamze b'chala b'chira. Aye, this Sfas Emes has a philosophical problem. There's no bechira if God is forcing you. No, it's included in your bechira. Misha bocher lotzis mena bechira v'sheich pul mishamayim kofen oso letof. This is the yisoda yisodos my mission in avoda, that a person can choose not to be a bocher, and that min hashamayim he has to do it, and then you get schar even afterwards when you're not a bocher anymore. You're not a chooser, but you got schar because you put yourself in that situation. And even for us, there's some things that we all do. And we don't really have to choose anymore. It's not really within our bechira. Nobody goes like, you know, no Shomer Shabbos Jew sits on a Friday night and says, you know, man, I'm getting into the car now. I'm going down to the clubs in Midtown Manhattan. Clubbing, what they used to call. Lo'aleinu. So nobody has such a desire. It's not even within the bechira on a Friday night. And the Erlich Yid is sitting around the Shabbos table with his family and he's not interested in going to silly clubs. He's interested in being with his family. He doesn't have bechira for that anymore. But he made himself that way. He worked on himself that he's a Shomer Shabbos Yid and that he's not interested in such things. So, min hashamayim, they get a person. Or a person, he never misses a minyan. He never misses a daf yomi shir. He never misses a chavrusa, whatever it may be. He gets to the point where he just can't miss it. It's just not even within the realm of his bechira anymore. He just has to do it. So, min hashamayim, they're going to give you schar, even though you don't have bechira anymore because you made yourself a non-bocher. That's in Tafresh Lamed Ches in Kiseitse, in Tafresh Mem Aleph, in Dibur Maskel B'Pasuk, he writes, B'Pasuk Mosvet Secha Tishmor, etc. B'Hasisa, Tzor L'Beit She'asucha, that Bezin compels you when this person made an oath. Kofen Osa Shiyomer Rotzani, they force him to bring this carbon that he obligated himself to bring until he says, I want to. Who have tocha ve'asisa shebevadei tzorach kodim lahamin kol kabal shemakavim la'atzmeinu b'chol yom bevadei yasu perisim miyadim la'achar zman ki gamel amala kofin esadim achafetz be'emes lahatos halei ve'elev yizbaruch atzah have tocha min hashamayim, that a person has to believe that Rebbe's makabal upon himself every day, it's going to bear fruit either immediately or after a certain amount of time, and the milamala their kofin adim be'emes That if a person really wants to get close, they're going to be kofim. Like we ask every day in davening, in Berachas HaShachar, v'chofes yisveinu l'shtabed lach. We start v'chofes yisveinu. We ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu, we can have kavana for this tomorrow morning. It's hard, Berachas HaShachar, you know, people come to shul, still half sleeping, half awake. They're about half sleeping and a quarter awake. And the other quarter is not really sure where it is. So, no, you got to have kavanah for Berachas HaShachar also. So we have to say v'chofes yitzreinu, that we want our yetzer to be kafuf, that we want our yetzer to be forced, kafui, to do the ratzon of Hashem. In Balak, Tarmab, Batibar Maskel, B'medrash, he writes, Sheish lefonav yisparach zeh ratzon liten avachira la'adam. Harashem smechem zeh v'tzadikim ham avoyda kosha. Umvakshim latzim bechira. The Rishayim are happy they have bechira, because it gives them the option of doing their dastardly deeds. But the tzadikim, it's a shver arbit, it's a difficult word, it's a difficult avodah for them. They don't want to have bechira. Makab u'choyom u'machusay izbarach u'mavakshim u'choyfes yitzmenu. They ask God, God, I don't want to have this option of doing evil. I just want to do good, that it comes naturally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu malei kol echad kirtzon, and God will make it that way. That a person gets to a point where, you know, we have involuntary breathing, or involuntary movements. So we also have involuntary avodas Hashem, that you get to a point where, you know, you just naturally have kavanah for things. You remember automatically to have kavanah is when you say the shemus of Shem Hashem, davening, and has correct kavanah to be yotzei dechova every time he does a mitzvah. You just get into the habit. It's a very important lesson that we learn today from modern science, that there's certain pathways in the brain that once you get something is habituated, it's very, very hard to change. Very hard. So that works la ra, that people get addicted to things, and it's not impossible, but it's extremely difficult to stop. And people get addicted to good things, and it's also extremely impossible. It's very difficult for them to stop also. You just get into the habit because you made this pathway. This is automatically what you say. This is automatically what you think. This is automatically what you do. So that's the avoda. So that's the one little shtickle svas emes, and we see in other places as well, as brought in the B'nai Bina edition of the svas emes. Next, Tafresh Lamed Hey. Okay, there was a short Tafresh Lamed Beis. I don't know what happened in Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet, but now we skip to Lamed Hey. Birashi, Adam lo menemar, Adam lo hikriv min hagezel. Why to say Adam ki akriv mikem korban? Who are we talking about over here? We're talking about a Smurf. They used to have a cartoon of Smurfs, I think. We're not talking about a Smurf. We're talking about automatons. We're talking about machines here, brings a carbon. No, about we're talking to a human being. So Adam lo menemar. Ma Adam lo hikriv min hagezel, just like Adam Arishon. Wasn't makriv from something stolen, Adam had nobody to steal from. Shekolei ashelo. Afatem lo takriveu min hagezel. You too, don't bring your karbanos from stolen items. Ki Adam makriv nefesh behema umskaper lo. Matam yeh mechuper benefesh habehema. Rak mitzad she'adam mamshich chiyus l'chol ba'alei hachayim shu l'mayla mehem. A person is makriv the soul of an animal, and he gets a kapara. Fractus vasemis ishtarka kasha. Why would he be mechupar benefesh habehema? What shaychus do I have to this animal? The animal died, and it's a kapara for me? What do I have to do with the animal? What does the animal have to do with me? The animal is an animal. Like my ninth grade bio teacher used to like to tell us, we are all animals. He wanted to stress that we're all members of the animal kingdom. And I used to say to him, I'm not going to say his name, I'd say, Mr. So-and-so, speak for yourself. In any event, I wouldn't say that to him, that would have been chutzpah dik, but human beings are not animals. If somebody wants to say scientifically, they're classified with animals. We also, in Kabbalah, we're classified with animals, we have a nefesh ha-behemis. But pashtus, what's the kapara? The kapara b'nefesh ha-behema, what's going on over here? So answers the Rabbeinu, Rak Mitzad She'adam Mavshichis, a person draws vitality, life, to all Bali Chaim, because he's above them. K'ma'amar, as it says in Psalms, chapter 8, verse 7, Kol Shata Tachas Raglav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put everything under, Katuv Bapasuk, Tamshileyu B'maaseh Yadecha Kol Shata Tachat Raglav, Sonev Alafim Kulam, Gam Be'emot Sadai, Tzipor Shamayim Udgei Hayam. So the Radak explains Kol shata tachasragav hatachtainim kulam tachtav. All the lower world is under man's domain, under man's dominance. Kamo she'amar morachem v'chitchem yal kol chayis haaretz v'kol oif ha'shamayim. Shteit in pasuk in Bereishis test beis that your fear and all will be on all of the animals of the land and the birds of the heaven. V'amr tzon av alofim kem g'deil imimo mizumanim l'malachto m'achol m'albusho v'tzonim ha'kvosim v'isim v'alofim em ha'shvarim v'amar kulam al shar behemos ha'g'deil osimo v'imasusim v'achamor magmalim gam behemos sadai shim chayis ha'sadeh v'gam Kigam osim she'enim g'deilim obi yishuv v'gam behem emotional. Man is ruling over everything. We have wool. We can take wool from the animals, and we can eat the animals, and we use them to ride, and we ride on a horse, and we ride on a donkey, and we ride on a camel, and we get milk from the cow, and they're all here to serve us, whether they're with us, be yishuv, they're not with us in our settled land, they're in the desert, and even the birds, and even the fish. Everything is kol, everything is under man's domain. Continues the And certainly, most certainly, Adam HaRishon, he is Mashpia, Chiyus, life, vitality, to Baalei Chaim. Kiseder Domeim Somea Chaim Medaber. V'chein V'chlal Kol Dor V'dor. So, the man is the Medaber. Medaber is Midlashon. Yadber Amim Tachtenu. To be under a man, he's ruling them. Dabar is a manik. Sanhedrin Ches. Dabar Achad Lador. V'ein Shnei Evrin Lador. Dabar is a leader. And he's Mashpia Chiyus. He gives vitality to the Baalei Chaim. Kaseder Domeim Sumeh Chaim Medaber. V'chein B'chal Kol Dor V'dor. As the Rabbeinu Balatanya writes in the Likutei Torah, Nitzavim, Memzayin Amar Aleph, Ki Koach Ze Nitan Lodem Arishon. From what Shkosev Yedem L'Nefesh Chai, man has his Koach, man has a living spirit. Shulachor HaKeifo Lashon, Shereg Farnamar V'Yibach Badem Nishmas Chaim. So what is it telling us? He's a Nefesh Chai when it tells us he's a Nishmas Chaim. Ela Perish Chaya, Hu Shem Dover Omok, or Kolomar Dover Shishbo Chiyus Lahachiyos Kol Chai. Chaya means that he is the source of life. Tahanu kmo shanefesh uchaya, sheish bachiyus lahachiyos hagufis lapshusa ba, kach vayodam liyos kmo nefesh zu amachaya. So they say, oh, it was a machaya. So you have to say, this Balatanya writes in Likutei Torah, that man is a machaya. Man gives chiyus to all of the creation. Kmo shanefesh uchaya, sheish bachiyus lahachiyos kacha odam, lahachiyos kol nefesh zu amachaya. וזהו וירדו בדגסים באופי שמיים כלום שהם יורידו וימשיכו החיוס לכל דגס היום לכל אופי שמיים. When it says וירדו בדגס היום באופי שמיים, doesn't just mean they'll rule them. It means that we give chiyus, that human beings give chiyus, because the chiyus of all the chayim are tali b'maisa ha'adam. And that's from the maimer of Nasa Adam b'tzalmenu k'dmusenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says v'atam ha'chayi es kulam. And we're created in the image of God. So we also have this koach. V'hine Adam HaRishon haya kol mikol nishmas Yisrael, like it says in the Sefer Gugul and Perek Aleph. Adam HaRishon, all of Nishmas Yisrael is connected, is all encompassed in Adam HaRishon. And therefore every Neshama and Nitzot mi Yisrael, we all have part of the Neshama of Adam HaRishon. And therefore it says, Adam Atem, Atem Kriyim Adam. We're called Adam. L'chein, we're the true Adam, because we have, that's, he says, a Naya Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that, and Naya means new in Portuguese. It says, Atem Kriyim Adam. So you're called man. Why isn't everybody called man? So he says, Pshat is that we all have this spark of Adam HaRishon, only Jews, but not all of humankind. And therefore, if we have our Eterisurisurisa Dilatat, if we arouse from down here, we could be Mamshich Klolus HaChiyus Me'orin Sov Baruch Hu. We could be Mamshich this Chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore it says, Rabbeinu Avala Adam HaPrati Me'enu Madregos Medaber Kamo Shemitzinu Yatush Kedamach. So his kasha was, how could it be that we bring an animal? The answer is, we give chiyus. We're connected to the animals because we give them chiyus. We give chiyus to all the animals, like we've been explaining. And Badei Adam, Adam ki akrav mikem. He's the one who's mashpia chiyus to the Baalei Chaim. And then it's domeim and somea, chayim, edaber. Seder Hazeh. That's the four levels. Domeim is inanimate, and then Tzomech is vegetation, and Chai is living creatures, Medaber is speaking creatures. And in all generations, that's what Adam does. But in Adam Prati, if he's not Madregas Medaber, if he's not doing what he should do, then we see Yatush Kadmach. First came the mosquitoes. Mosquito preceded man. And therefore it's called Gzela, that he brings a Baal Chai. If a Baal Chai isn't under man, if a man's not behaving as he should be behaving, then he has no right to take the animals. That's one of the reasons the Mefarshim say that after the Dor HaMavo, we were allowed to kill animals, because even though before we weren't, but people were acting like animals, so then we're the same as animals, like some people claim today. That we're the same as animals. You can't kill an animal. You're not going to kill a human being for breakfast. You can't kill an animal. So we have to show that we're greater than animals. Otherwise, if you think you're the same as an animal, then you can act like an animal. Nobody would want it. Some people might say that we're, you know, they might be vegans or vegetarians. They might say it's not right to kill an animal, but nobody's going to say you should act like an animal. But the mice is some people do. So therefore, we have to make sure that in order to, that we should be permitted, that it should be morally justified that we take the life of an animal, and that we have a shy, we have to be above the animal, that the animal is included within us. We're giving chias to the animal, and therefore when the animal's life is taken, part of us is also taken. But if we're not acting like a human being, if we're not acting like an Adam, then we have no shaykhus to the animal, and the animal isn't drawing sustenance from us, and mamela, it's gzela to take this animal, we have no right to take the animal. Raka eitzel levatel atzmo leklal Yisrael. So Mikem is Lashon Rabim, and the Yetzah is that we have to be Makra, Mekvatel ourselves to Klal Yisrael, and then we can be on the Madrega of Adam. Adam, Lashon Prati, Ki Akriv Mikem, be Mekvatel yourself to Klal Yisrael. That's always that line that we have to, fine line that we walk between being individuals and also never forgetting that we're part of the Klal. Okay, so we have a lot more svasemis to do with siyata d'shmaya b'li neder, but we did lamed beis, lamed hey. We saw some important parallels, and siyata d'shmaya, if Hashem gives the koach and the moach, we will continue and learn more. And we should be zeucha lilmodu lamed lishmo v'las l'kaim z'kol d'ibri selma t'rasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.